Roma Dunze, to me, he has top 5 to 10 wide receiver potential. In fact, you know, I feel like this isn't doing it justice. It's really 1 to 10. I don't think he's number one. I'm not going to bank on it. I'm not going to bet on it. Would I bet against it, though? No. I think he truly has the potential to be the next Ja'Marr Chase. I really do. And nothing's holding him back or holding Marvin Harrison Jr. back. And some might say Neighbors as well. Neighbors, to me, feels like the 5 to 10 guy. It's very respectable. I think people oftentimes think I'm giving Malik Neighbors way too much disrespect. Let's put 1 to 6 right here. And give Adunze the respect he deserves. 1 to 6, top 1 to 6 potential. This guy right here, Adunze, in my opinion, for the future, Dynasty Fantasy Football. Situation is going to obviously matter. He could go somewhere where he doesn't get to shine. I mean, I think there's a handful of spots. New York could be one of them, and maybe he has a delayed potential unleashing because, you know, New York doesn't have a quarterback that can sling the rock to him. I get that. There's that potential, no doubt about it. Let me fix that. It's driving me nuts. 1 to 6 potential. We'll deal with it as it comes. We'll cross that bridge when it comes. We'll deal with that dilemma when we see it. I certainly will be a little more down on any wide receiver for 2024 that lands in New York with Danny Dimes, unless they draft a quarterback like Rattler later, and we feel a little bit more excited about the backup role that'll eventually take over and nudge Dimes out. Or maybe the Giants go after Russell Wilson for stopgap. Maybe they figure out something greater, some grander plan. Who the hell knows? But I believe that Roma Dunze, this 6'3", 215-pound monster that grabbed 13 tutties, 1640, 92 receptions in 2023, in college football, catching passes from Michael Penix Jr., is headed to the moon and a greater chance of being the next Ja'Marr Chase than Malik Neighbors. The Fantasy Football Show Dynasty Show begins now.
Live from the FantasyFootballShow.com studios, it's the Dynasty Fantasy Football Show.
File on in, hit that like button on the way in the door. I appreciate every single one of you guys being in here. I'm going to make sure to take some phone calls before we're all said and done here and get your opinions. And obviously, if you have a super chat or a question, I'm going to try and get to everybody's question if I can. There's not much really that you can say, in my opinion at least, against Roma Dunze. And I would love to hear an anti-Roma Dunze person come in and try and make a case for why he can't be 1 to 6. I get why you might be. This is still bothering me. Let's go like that. Let's see here. Can I make it? I want it to drop. There we go. I seem to make it a little bit smaller. There we go. I want to hear an anti Roma Dunze take. I really do. I think the antis will just say, I like Neighbors more. I'm not asking about Neighbors. I'm not asking about Neighbors at all. I don't care about Neighbors in this conversation. I care about Roma Dunze. Can Roma Dunze be a top 1 to 6 wide receiver? Everything I see on film footage, on tape, this guy's absolutely unreal. Route tree through the moon, 6'3", 215. Great hands, great awareness, great spatial ability. Good start stop. Drive like no other. Determination like no other. More determination, grit, and drive than anybody else in the top 5 wide receivers, dare I tell you. Why? We saw evidence of this on display at the NFL Combine when the Combine was over, done, and shutting down, and he refused to leave the field. Roma Dunze was running his drills still and said he wasn't leaving until he broke his record. And he sat there running drill after drill after drill, making the stopwatch guys stay there and time him. He wasn't leaving. the determination, the grit, the drive, the tenacity, the hardworking motivation this guy has. You can't teach, you can't buy. That alone puts him on a whole nother level for me that solidifies everything I kind of wanted to say and the way I felt walking into the combine. Combine shouldn't change your opinion entirely. Combine shouldn't make you love a wide receiver you never loved. This Xavier Worthy, I like him a lot. He's got really good film, to be honest with you. He's got, you know, obviously killer speed, breaking the combine record in the 40-yard. I understand the allure, and I do like him in the right spot. We could jump on board that train really easily. But the problem is, a lot of you, and, you know, I know who he was. I knew who he was, but I'll be honest, even I was not on this guy as if he was inside my top five wide receivers. And I'm not saying he can't get there in the right location, but for people to be putting this kid at like 2 and 3 already in some cases, or 3 and 4, is a little bit premature and knee-jerk reacting. The combine shouldn't tell a story, paint a picture, put a player and vault them up above everybody else you had pre-combine. Combine should hammer home the points you already thought needed hammering home, accenting what you already believe to be true, not changing your entire mind because of a 40 drill. Historically, the 40 time, the guy that runs the fastest 40, and those guys never work out. I think Xavier Worthy could be the caveat, the outlier, if you will, of that. He could be the one guy that maybe he does become. I don't know if I had to put a comp on him, like, you know, DeSean Jackson, people want to say because he's quick, right? Let's just say that. That's fine. Could he reach that kind of height? Maybe, you know, like in the right spot. I think he feels like maybe his height, his highest, you know, value he'll find will be like a Zay Flowers type value. Not that they play the same or anything really, but that would be where I believe he could get to. And that's a pretty darn good wide receiver. I mean, Zay Flowers was a moon man, for goodness sake. We love Zay Flowers. He's a fantastic wide receiver. But do I see him being Roma Dunze? No. Do I feel like, you know, any of these wide receivers like Keon Coleman or McConkey, who I like both of them. Look, McConkey looked great. McConkey climbed my rankings about 2 wide receiver spots just by doing what he did at the combine. Quick feet, quick hands, amazing concentration. Just fantastic across the board. McConkey had an amazing combine. He climbed 2 wide receiver spots minimum. But is McConkey going to be a top 1 to 6 wide receiver? No. Could he be a wide receiver 2 in fantasy and be a damn good one if he goes to the right spot? Sure. I don't see any reason why he can't become a top 15 to 18 wide receiver in the right spot. We'll call it 15 to 20, 14 to 20, whatever you want. Do I think he's inside the top 12 wide receivers, meaning he's at least a low-end fantasy football wide receiver 1 or mid-fantasy football wide? No, I don't think he'll ever climb there. McConkey's good, but I don't think he'll climb there. Adunze could be the guy that absolutely is inside the top 5 or 6 wide receivers for fantasy football and NFL rankings for years and years to come. There's no lock, no guarantee. Where is he going? Does he go to, some would say, in Atlanta? He could potentially lose some value because London's there. I get that. I understand that. But I think he is so good, he would overtake London as the number one. I think London would still be very good, but this would not be a situation where I think Adunze had trouble eventually grabbing a hold of the number one spot. Plus, depending on the quarterback, two wide receivers could survive there. New York, it could be very bad for year one. Bad meaning, I don't know, 1,100 yards, 7 touchdowns, 70 receptions. Kind of a good year, but like we're wanting more, we're expecting more. They bring in another quarterback, and then all of a sudden Adunze starts climbing and becoming great and great and great. That's what happens if he goes to New York. I don't think it's the end of the world if he does. I think it just puts a little damper, a little ceiling, a little governor on the ability for him to come out and explode his rookie year. He can do really well his rookie year, but he can't explode his rookie year. Could, but probably won't. Goes to Denver with no quarterback in sight. That would be kind of a travesty. You know, who do they bring in if they're... Russell Wilson's gone. What are they doing? They got to go big. I don't think this 12 pick can be anything but a quarterback. I think it's going to be one of Bo Nix, Penix Jr., or J.J. McCarthy. I hope it's J.J. McCarthy, because I don't like J.J. McCarthy as much as everybody else. I don't hate him. I don't think he's a bust, but I don't think he's deserving of a top 12 wide or quarterback draft selection. And if Denver takes him, then I'm fine with that. I don't think Denver goes at Dunze. I don't think the Raiders go with Dunze. I don't think the Saints go with Dunze. And I don't think Dunze falls as far anyway. But if they were to trade up Minnesota, they're not going to go with Dunze. The Jets, I mean, wouldn't be crazy. But I don't know if I like that. I don't want Garrett Wilson or Dunze not being the clear wide receiver one. Those guys would compete. So Garrett Wilson's that good. We know Garrett Wilson's top 6-7 capable. So we don't want to. I mean, it'd be great for the quarterback, whoever it is in the long term. It'd be great for Aaron Rodgers, but we don't want it. Dunze to Chicago. This is the part that scares me a little bit, because I can't stand the way the Bears feel right now, no matter what direction they go. So this scares me. I'm hoping a neighbor somehow ends up in Chicago versus Dunze, but the problem's going to be Neighbors is probably gone by the 9 pick, and if the Bears do go after a wide receiver and Dunze's there, they're going to take him. I'm a little fearful of the Chicago landing spot, I'm not going to lie, but I don't think it'll change the fact that I think he's going to be an absolute stud at the National Football League level. That will be one that concerns me, because I don't know how, if it's Caleb to Dunze. At the end of the day, it's going to be okay. He's going to get fed. I know a lot of people are going to say, why don't you like Caleb to Dunze? I don't dislike it. I just don't know how Caleb's going to develop under Shane Waldron and the way that this Bears organization is guiding the ship. I also don't know if Fields stays, if they ruin this guy. I don't want Fields to stay in Chicago. I really hope Dunze finds a different home. I don't want him in Tennessee without a quarterback. I don't know that I believe in Levis. I don't want him. I'd almost rather have a Dunze in New York for the long term over Chicago for the short term. A Dunze in LAC would be interesting with Herbert for, you know, a decade. I think a team could trade up to get him. That would be interesting. But man, I do not want a Dunze going to Chicago. That would be the one thing that would make me a little bit worried. But this is how I feel. I can't hold back from it. I want to make sure everybody knows he is a Mars man.
He's on a shuttle to Mars.
Is he?
Mars man.
The moon man.
There he is. Moon man.
Dropping loads in outer space.
Maybe he needs to be a Mars man. We got so many rookies.
Space monsters.
Braylon Allen. You know, Braylon Allen, God, he might get nudged. It depends. It depends on what we expect his value to be. Corley, Dunze, Penix Jr., those guys belong. Marsmen.
He's on a shuttle to Mars.
Bowers. Marsmen. Okay, so we don't have that. If we do nudge Allen, we're not.
The moon men. Dropping loads. And
I don't like nudging anybody ever, but, you know, the value, it depends where the value is. I really like Allen. You know, I almost like Jalen Wright more than Braylon Allen, and not necessarily because of skill set. I do like Jalen Wright's skill set, but because I believe NFL teams are gonna like him a tad more, and so situation is going to rule. I'm almost tempted to do this. Let's
the
do this.
Man, dropping loads in outer space.
I'm gonna potentially
space monsters.
Maybe he's a midseason monster. That's what sometimes we do to these guys when we don't know what they're going to do right away, or if they have. Let's go to the midseason monsters. We don't even need to have Penix Jr. on this list. I mean, I think he's going to explode. This is when everybody kept talking smack about Penix Jr. and having a bad freaking national championship game, and we had to potentially understand that he could drop in the NFL draft, and I said, chill everybody, we'll put him here just in case that happens, but we don't even need to do that. Penix Jr. is going to be hot to trot from the beginning. I think Allen fits pretty well in the midseason monster. Okay, so Marsmen. Marsmen? Moonmen?
The Moonmen. Dropping loads in outer space.
Space Monsters.
Yeah, I like Spears. I don't think Spears is going to move necessarily or anything, but I'm trying to get a feel for if he feels like he is also Moon Man, Mars Man, and Saturn Man material. You know, occasionally we nudge a guy or two off. It happens, but not a lot. We don't change our mind a lot. We don't miss, you know, go in a different direction. I love Dunze. Dunze's gonna go nuts, man. I can't wait. There's so many doubters. I don't know why they're doubters. Phone lines are open.
Call into the show. Call into the show.
I don't know why they're doubters. I think the doubters stem from people wanting neighbors to be too so bad. They take great offense to it. They say, you know, Dunze, it's neighbors. Neighbors is the answer. Neighbors is the ticket. Neighbors is the ticket. I like neighbors. Fix the spelling. What did I do? On a Dunze?
He's on a shuttle to Mars. Mars.
The Moon Men. Dropping loads in outer space.
A Dunze.
Space Monsters.
I don't know what was going on there. A Dunze. Danielson. Thanks. A Dunze. Wax on, wax off. A Dunze. A Dunze, son. he needs a nickname anyway. A Dunze, son. Wax on, wax off. A Dunze. Yeah, we'll see. Huffman says the only creator that's this high on the Dunze. Good. I like it that way. The train is closed. The Dunze Sun cards are not being handed out lightly. Signing someplace else in free agency. Guy can block too. He also has a route tree. This guy's route tree is top notch. He can do everything. He's 6'3". Maybe he measures in at 6'2.5" or whatever. Who the hell cares? He's 6'3", 215. Can block. Can run every route in the route tree. Has determination and drive and grit. Doesn't skip combines. Oh, I'm above the combine. He says, give it to me. Let me increase my value. What did he do? He could have very easily said, I'm with these guys. I'm not going to participate. But he said, no, I'll go ahead and go, and I'll move above neighbors. And he did, in my mind. And maybe Huffman's right. No one else is going to tell you that. But I'm here to tell you, this might be the next Jamar Chase. Maybe it's not. But it might very well damn be. And I feel like it is. I got a great feeling about this kid's character. I have a great feeling about everything. The only thing that scares me is that Chicago Bear landing spot. But maybe Caleb will be okay for him. Maybe Fields will, you know, that's not, it could be worse, right? He's at least getting targets. And if Chicago's down in a lot of games the first year or two as they get Waldron out of there, or maybe Waldron proves me wrong, they're still going to be throwing from behind. So at the end of the day, am I going to come in and be mad that Adunze's catching from Caleb or from Fields? No. Not even if the offense is struggling. They're throwing the ball. They're throwing the ball from behind. 92 receptions, 1640, 13 TD, 17.8 average. Adunze to the moon. Adunze, son. To the moon. Wax on, wax off. Paint the car. Paint the fence. Wax the car. Wax the fence. Wax the floor. Do it live. Crane kick right to the nads. We got a $5 hauler from Benji. Benji, where you been? pal. Appreciate seeing you here. Why so down on the Chargers landing spot? Herbert throwing to any wide receiver would be a dream. I didn't say I was down on it. I think I mentioned it as a good spot a minute ago. If you rewind it, can we see the replay of that? I don't know that I said it was bad, Benji. I don't think I did. To be honest with you, bro, I don't think I did. I think I said or an LAC. I don't think I said it negatively. We're gonna have to rewatch rewind that and take a gander at it, because I don't think I hit it negatively. Can we see? Can we go back? Let's see if we can pull up the footage. Because I kind of feel like I didn't. Let's go back. Let's see if Benji's right. I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it.
Saints go with Bosa's top 6-7 capable, so we don't want two.
I think it's right here.
It'd be great for the quarterback, Benji. Whoever it is in the long term, it'd be great for Aaron.
We'll see who's taking a lap. Might be me.
Dunze to Chicago.
I think it was before that.
Dunze not being Minnesota, they're not going to go. I don't think the Raiders go with Dunze. I hope it's not. I hope it's J.J. McCarthy. I think it just puts a little... Two wide receivers could survive there. New York, it could be very bad for year one. Bad meaning.
Sorry, is it before this?
London's there. I get that. I understand that. But I think he...
I think it's after this.
He'd overtake London as the number one. I think London would still be very
Somebody find it for me so I don't waste too much time on here. I'm curious. Somebody check it out. It's right around 12 or... shoot, you're not going to be able to tell me because it doesn't give you a time on the live.
But like,
I don't know. Hopefully better than Edwards. Only 1,000 yards. What are we saying here? Smitty, you said LAC would be good. That's what I thought I said. But Benji super chatted $5 about it, so we clearly thought he heard something. Benji, I still appreciate you, but I didn't say anything negative about it. I did say earlier on the 8 p.m. show on the main channel, and I've got multiple channels, youtube.com/thefantasyfootballshow. YouTube.com/DynastyFantasyFootball. And then don't forget my Rumble channel, which we've been ignoring and neglecting, but we'll get back to it. Don't worry. I don't know if we'll get to it tonight. But I did say that I think anybody expecting Herbert to be in the top like 4 or 5 quarterbacks is going to be damn disappointed, because this is going to be very balanced. It's going to be a good offense. It's going to be very solid. It's going to be draining the clock. It's going to be defense. It's going to be, even though he's played our coach Harbaugh in the NFL before and had, you know, passing attacks and such, I'm not saying he won't, but he comes from a certain regime right now and thinking that he will carry over, and this is the way he's been coaching for a while now. I doubt he just flips a switch and goes, air attack time. I think he's going to bring a lot of Michigan football to the NFL, and it's going to be ground and pound, bring in a running back like Barkley or Henry or Jacobs, maybe even draft Blake Corum on top of that. And it's going to be a lot of balance. And I don't think that's going to be conducive to a Herbert top 4 or 5 quarterback. But will he, Herbert, produce enough to get Adunze the football for a decade? Sure. I think what I said was Adunze catching from Herbert for a decade would be nice. If I said that, maybe I didn't say that. I think I did. But anyway, Benji, I appreciate your $5 hauler. But I think I did not say anything negative. Are there better spots? Sure, but that's a good one. Arizona would be the most ideal. How does that happen? They're not taking Adunze 4. But if Arizona traded with the Giants, so the Giants could get up here and try and get a QB, or maybe they want to take someone else. And Marvin Harrison Jr. Let's say the Giants want Marvin Harrison Jr. And the Cardinals say, we want something big. Like a move, you know, move a second rounder. I don't know, maybe a third rounder. I don't know what the move would be, really, to move two spots down. But if the Giants took Marvin Harrison Jr. here and the Cardinals moved down to 6 and took Adunze, I'd love that. I don't know if I'd love it for Marvin Harrison in year one, but I think Marvin will survive. I think Adunze and Marvin will both survive no matter where they go. I must have thought you were talking about LA when you were talking about the Bears. Probably. But I don't believe you're going to see Herbert be a top 4 or 5 quarterback, though. It's just not going to probably happen. Doesn't mean he won't be super good football-wise. This is kind of what he needs. Herbert hasn't been as great as he should be. He needs something different. He needs to be good at football, not necessarily, you know, always the fantasy guy. I think he's going to be one of those quarterbacks that doesn't quite translate. Most of them do. It's always kind of hand in hand. You're a top 5 quarterback. You're a top 5 fantasy quarterback. Herbert might be the one guy that's going to slip a little. He'll be a top like 5 or 6 NFL quarterback. Fantasy wise, he might be 8, 9, 7, 8, 9. I mean, he could still be 7. He could still have a top 5 to 10 year on occasion, but I don't really like sits at 5 every year. I don't think he will. I don't think he can. You got AR5. You got Joe Burrow. Those guys are struggling to get into the top 5. You got people trying to pull Jalen Hurts out, which is stupid. You've got Stroud now in the top 5. You got obviously, you know, Mahomes and Josh Allen. You got a grip of guys that are just battling it out for 4, 5, 6. And I don't think Herbert's going to consistently be there. 27 eyeballs in here. 17 thumbs up. Punch that button. Let's get those things to match up. Just no Adunze in Tennessee. I agree. No Tennessee. Chicago is not the worst. I mean, they're going to have Fields or Caleb. It's not horrible. I just want them somewhere where... I mean, yeah, it's not horrible. I mean, there's worse than that. Tennessee's worse. I'd rather have them in Chicago. Atlanta, I mean, you could argue that Atlanta and Chicago have some pros and cons, right? Atlanta, London, who's the quarterback, too many mouths to feed. I mean, you could argue all that. Denver would be awful. Tennessee and Denver are the big avoids. Could there be a player over here that, like player meaning team, that trades into this situation to get Adunze? If since he didn't franchise tag Higgins, I would say that would be an option, but they did obviously. So that would have been awesome. Cause since he going off, you got your tags and your re-signed. So Higgins tagged, Pittman tagged, Mike Evans re-signed, Ridley, Hollywood, Gabe Davis. I mean, the wide receivers are dwindling from the free agent pool. The running backs are a little different. Running backs are all available. All these guys were not tagged. This is a deep running back pool. But as far as like a team that could trade into this situation to get a wide receiver that needs a wide receiver, Baltimore would be my favorite choice here. Buffalo, if they got rid of Diggs and drafted Adunze, God, that would be amazing. Adunze to Buffalo would be probably the most ideal landing spot we could dream up, but it's a dream. It's a pipe dream until they get rid of Diggs and find themselves in the top 12. You know, hard to imagine. No one's given up a top 12 pick for Diggs, so I don't know how they do it, and I don't think they would. If they were smart, they would, because they would have a team that could, you know, that's as important as Jamar Chase was to Burrow when Burrow was developing. You get Buffalo, Adunze, and God, to the moon. Maybe they still get, you know, a Leggett. They still get a Corley. So there's a lot of options for him. But Baltimore would be another one. So these teams that need to trade up to get him, Baltimore, Buffalo, those are probably my two favorite options, I guess, on this list here. Houston, too crowded. Dallas, CeeDee Lamb. I don't want him there. KC would be interesting, but Rice is, you know, pretty solid. I don't think they would do it anyway. It's not their style. You know, Arizona, what could Arizona do with this 27 pick? It's crazy because Arizona's in such a good position. You know, they're already in position to get Marvin Harrison Jr. A part of me wonders if you could. I mean, damn, if you feel like you're not going to get him. I don't know. Travis, what are the odds Arizona doesn't have Marvin Harrison Jr. sitting there on the clock at 4 overall?
I mean, only if New England or Washington decide to go another way than a QB.
Yeah. So what's the odds of that? Well, Chicago could hold Fields and trade down one spot to Washington or two spots to New England.
So the odds that those three teams, at least one of them, doesn't go with QB, I don't know.
Like
25%?
Yeah, arbitrary 25-30%.
25-30%.
I don't like it. I don't like that those odds even exist as a Cardinal fan.
I was going to say, I think there's a chance just because it's three teams. It's not like it's one or two.
And all three teams all three are not set on what they want to do at quarterback.
Right. So there's definitely question marks. Like, I mean, I know they said, Chicago's definitely taking Caleb, but I don't think you can predict what Chicago's going to do 100% at all.
Does it seem like they're
indecisive.
Doesn't it feel like, hey, chat, answer this question, chat. 35 of you in here, 21 thumbs up. Please punch the thumb up button. Okay, so percentage chance Marvin Harrison Jr. goes to the Cardinals. We're thinking it's probably like a 75 to 85% chance he goes to the Cardinals at 4. I think you'd probably say 70-75% because the Cardinals could still trade out of it or something crazy.
Right, that's what
but
I was
like
going to say.
70% chance the Cardinals grab Marvin Harrison Jr. And then there's a bunch of different things in that. Roma Dunze. The Chargers go neighbors. I would say right now I feel like it's 50-50. I don't really know where they're leaning.
Bowers
is in there. Neighbors is in there. Dunze could be. Part of me wonders if the Chargers don't go Bowers and they go neighbors, would the Giants take a Dunze? I think so.
Yeah, they could.
And if Bowers
take a wide receiver.
So Bowers goes 5, neighbors goes 6, Adunze goes 7, 8, or 9.
Yeah, none of them are getting out of that top 10. Unless those two linemen go, I think that's the only way.
I don't know how I feel about the odds of Adunze landing in a spot I don't love is kind of high. But, you know, I don't know that I said,
50%.
Yeah, and like I said, with Fields or Caleb, is it that bad? No, because if they're losing, they're throwing a ton. So, I don't hate Chicago for Adunze or neighbors. I just don't. I'm just so not loving the idea of Chicago, I guess, in a lot of ways that, you know, it's just making me not want it, but at the end of the day in fantasy, it's not going to be horrible. Smitty, 19 through 18, 24. Is that going to be the same time that I'm going to have on this? Yeah, it's weird on the live. 19, let me see. 19.
Marsman.
He's on a shuttle to Mars.
Bowers. Okay, it depends where. And so, when.
I don't know if I can find it.
It's just a ticket. I like neighbors.
I don't know. I'll try and find it. Purpose, I appreciate that. It's hard to find it on the live because it doesn't have a time. It's like a negative timestamp. Bella, check yourself is on the line here. Purpose is a $20 hauler. Hold on, Bella. Check yourself. Hang tight. Purpose, $20 hauler. Monster.
Alert. Super chat alert.
$20 super chat.
Perps, appreciate that, pal. Bella, check yourself. You're live on the phone here. What are you thinking?
I was thinking about this, man. You know how I am about the Pats. So I was thinking about, you know, we got, so Calvin Ridley's going to be a free agent. So I'm thinking that we draft Penix with the number 3, and then sign Calvin Ridley and see how that would go for us.
I don't think, as of this moment, Penix Jr. doesn't have three overall value. So you'd want to trade down if he was truly your target. But that isn't to say by draft day, this guy doesn't climb all the way to the number three overall. So I don't think you're like off. I don't think you're off base, but for right now, you, that's not the right approach. Just because I don't even know if he's going to go. Eight is the highest Penix Jr. could go right now to Atlanta. But I don't think you're off base by predicting that he climbs to the three. People need to remember that in the 11th hour, things happen all the time. What?
I like him a lot. Like, I've been watching.
Of course you do.
A lot of film on him, and I'm really pushing for New England to go and get this guy. I think he'll be a good fit there.
Yeah, I like him a lot. But, no, I don't think that's crazy. I think you just, you know, by the end of the day, at the end of the day, you could trade down with Atlanta. Let Atlanta go up and take, you know, whoever they want at three, and then, you know, at Penix Jr. at eight. Tennessee's going to roll with Levis. New York's probably not taking a quarterback. I hear different things, but they're probably not. And so LAC's not taking a quarterback. So really, Arizona's not taking a quarterback. The only threat you'd have is if a team traded up. Let's say Minnesota traded up ahead of you into one of these non-QB selecting spots. Then you're like, son of a B. You know, but ultimately, you could trade with the Atlanta Falcons down to eight, probably get Penix Jr. pretty easy as of the values right now, if they hold. They may not hold, but if they hold, then you want to trade down. And if you trade from three to eight might garner a future first-round pick. You know, like, so.
I would say if they hold, and that may not be possible, I would rather see them take Harrison at three, and then take their first rounder next year in the number 34 pick and try to get back in that top, you know, 15 to 20 range.
But if they took Harrison, what's the point of taking Harrison with three? You got nobody to throw the ball to him. Like, we need a QB. Like, that should be our number one focus.
Because I just said I would try to get, if he's going to go in that range, I'd take the chance and try to go get him in the 15 to 20 range if that's where he's actually going to go. I don't mind your strategy either. If he's going to jump that high, that's fine. I'll take him at three. But
I would not be shocked if he did. I really would not be shocked if he did. I think he's a rising star in the making.
Yeah, I love Penix Jr., bro.
I like him a lot.
Let's just wait and see before we start talking about, hey, why don't we take Penix Jr. at three? We just can't have that conversation right now because he doesn't have that value right now. So we got to have the conversation of, like, where do you take him? Eight overall is perfect. I do think he's got a shot at climbing, but we'll just have to wait and see.
We definitely have to wait and see.
Yeah, man.
I love the player, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's awesome, man. He's awesome.
Hold on one second. I tried to find that clip, and it's just too hard, distracting to try and find it and listen. So I'll find it later, and we'll play it. But somebody said I said that it would be interesting. I think Brian said that. It definitely wasn't negative on it, but I can't even concentrate by trying to find it in my ear. Go ahead. Thank you, Perps. Perps is the man. He found it. Perps, play it for me over the phone. Call in and play it for me over the phone, maybe. Cue it up. What else you got, Belichick yourself?
I just wanted your advice on something. Just to see if I made a good choice. So in my dynasty league, I traded Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Andrews, and I traded Justin Fields for Alvin Kamara, Ingram, T. Higgins, Jordan Love, and Romeo Dobbs.
I was kind of waiting to hear for you to tell me you were getting some monster young Gibbs rising star or...
I already got Gibbs.
Yeah, I know, but like, I don't know about that trade. The only one I like a lot is it a Superflex?
No, it's not a Superflex.
Yeah, I like Love a lot, but I don't know. Say it again. Actually, let me write it down. I just don't think... I think what you ended up doing was trading... like a bunch of stuff for stuff. But go ahead, hit me with it.
Well, let me tell you this: what I have already. So
no, like, well, hold on. Yeah, but that doesn't really change anything. It doesn't change the trade. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like the value is the value. Just because you have good players doesn't mean you just give stuff away. But go ahead, hit me with the trade one more time.
So I had Amari Cooper, Stephon Diggs, Andrews, and Fields, and I traded for Alvin Kamara, Jordan Love.
Hold on. Fields, Kamara, Love. Okay.
Yeah. So I traded Cooper,
yep.
Diggs.
I got it.
Fields. And Andrews.
Got it. Kamara, Love.
And I got Kamara, Ingram, Higgins, and Love, and Dobbs.
Romeo Dobbs, okay.
Yeah. He really finished strong. I think Dobbs has potential to be the number one over there. Watson can't stay healthy.
I don't think he like took a bath on the trade, but I don't like this trade really. I mean, I feel like both of you potentially got worse. I would rather have Diggs for one more year, Amari Cooper for a couple more years. I trust Fields enough. Andrews is still going to be good for a couple years. I like this Diggs side. I don't want to say a ton more, but like, it's significantly more attractive.
Okay.
Again, I know. I mean, it's not crazy though. It's not like you totally screwed up, but it's just like you know, I'm gonna weigh this side down. This side's just, if it's just a scale, it's not like it's teeter tottering. It's like, I want to say like, not slammed down on the other side, but it's definitely weighing on the other side of this scale. On the Cooper side, how much? Again, not lambasting, but it's, I mean, there's still a lot of talent that's going to score over here for a little while, at least a year, year and a half. Kamara's an RB.
But I think with the team I have already, it just like, I think it actually made my team a lot better.
How though? Like who's your quarterback?
I have Jordan Love, I just got. I have Anthony Richardson. And I have, those are my two quarterbacks right now. And I have the number 4 pick in the rookie draft.
Who's your tight end?
Travis Kelce.
Okay. So Kelce and Andrews versus Kelce and Ingram. I don't know that that's, I'd almost rather have Andrews Ingram had a great year, but I don't
he
know.
He did.
This is a wash.
And then Andrew, they're saying they're going to do 2 tight ends more because, you know, what's my guy name? The other tight end for the...
Likely.
Yeah, Likely they're going to do a lot more too. I think he's going to lose a lot more snaps.
I could get behind either argument on that, but let's just wash those. Love, I like Love more than Fields, but a little bit, but I think Fields could be just as good. Cooper, Diggs versus Higgins, Dobbs, and Kamara. I'd probably rather have Cooper and Diggs, but at the same time, I mean, Kamara could have 1 year left. I don't know that he will.
Higgins,
I don't know.
He's 25 years old. He's got a lot of leg left under him.
Who?
Higgins is 25. That's a lot of leg left under him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't hate it, but I wouldn't have done it. But don't be mad about it.
That's
all good. It's all good. You got a team. You got a squad.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I got a decent team. I got Tony Pollard and Austin Eckler. Now I got Kamara and Jahmyr Gibbs. So I got some decent running backs.
Atta boy. What do you? If New England takes Drake May at 3, what else do you want to happen? Perps, again, thank you for the $20 hauler. Perps of the moon.
Well, we got so many spots that we need to fill, man. Like, I do like May, though. I wouldn't mind him either. I really do like him a lot, too. I really want us to go and get one of these free agent receivers, which would help us a whole lot. Even if we went and got Hollywood Brown, that might do us a little bit better than what we got right now, because our receiving core is absolutely trash.
Yeah. I do hate New England in some ways. Sorry, Travis, put your earmuffs on. I feel like even with the coaching change, they still have this weird mentality of like, who is the, actually, Travis, I need you to take your earmuffs off. Who is that wide receiver they were going to go after again? It was like, okay, our stopgap wide receiver measure could be, and it was like, who was it?
Who was he?
Wider,
I think we
were.
Yeah, you were like, they're potentially looking to go get this guy, Travis. You told me it on a show. You were hearing rumors about it. I'm like, that's who they want to go get. What the hell?
I'm drawing a blank now.
I forget who
it
was.
I didn't think about it.
So much
smoke blowing through the.
Yeah, it's smoke season. That's all it is.
Right, I know, but I just wonder if
I'm trying to remember who it was.
I wonder if they're going to change their ways, or if this is just a repeat.
Well,
of...
I'll tell you what, I'm worried because Belichick got a lot of the blame, but Kraft is cheap.
Yeah,
he puts on a good show, but he's cheap.
Yeah,
and he's obsessed with having a cheap quarterback, which is fine if you have a good young quarterback, but it worries me that, you know, I mean, things could work with Russell Wilson if you get the right players, I guess, but...
Belichick was there, I think he would sign Russell immediately.
I think it's a pretty easy solution. It's just like New England is not going to do it. It's you trade for Fields and you draft Marvin Harrison Jr. It's the easiest way to turn this franchise around immediately.
That's exactly what I just don't see it happening.
I know, but why? But why can't it? Because is the organization just not capable of?
Perfect spot.
I mean, you'll never have this opportunity again. You're getting maybe JJ at number 3 overall, and Fields is, you can have Fields for what feels like a ham sandwich. To me, it feels like a ham sandwich. A second rounder, I'll crap second rounders. I crap second round.
I just gave up after we just let Lamar walk right out the door. Like, we should have had Lamar. That's just unnecessary that nobody put up a fight for him.
I know. I crap first rounders.
Patriots should have drafted Lamar to begin with. No one wanted Lamar in the draft. They should have had, you know, that's hindsight now, but.
He's a two-time MVP on his way to the Hall of Fame, and now everybody's sitting there with their hands open and nothing put in it.
Hey, hold on. Perps chopped up the clip for me. We're getting to the bottom of this for Benji. We're making a big deal out of Benji's super chat. Just for context, Benji said, "Why are you Benji, I don't care. I'm not mad at you." Perps dropping a $5 hauler. He keyed it up. He clipped it. He took care of it. Perps is like a one-man band right now in terms of the mission that he's on. Why down on the Chargers landing spot? Herbert throwing to any wide receiver would be a dream. Talking about Odunze. And let's see what I said. Maybe I did say something bad. Let's find out. Here we go, Benji. Moment of truth.
Odunze in LAC would be interesting with Herbert for, you know, a decade. I think a team could trade up to get him.
I think I fully redeemed myself. That didn't sound negative. That doesn't sound negative at all, Benji. Hey, Benji, I appreciate your $5 holler. You know I love you, but get to running, pal. Take a look. Thanks, Perps. I should have just told Perps to do that from the beginning. I don't know why I was wasting like 3 minutes trying to play this. Perps doing it live. Thanks, Perps.
But you're right. You're right, though. I mean, other teams could even do that where you trade for Fields and pick a lot of things. But trade for Fields, draft Marvin Harrison and then sign either Hollywood or Ridley, and your offensive skill players are all set.
Dude, oh my God, I would love that.
But it's like too easy, you know? The one thing I'm interested to see what Elliot Wolf does, because I didn't know much about him, but supposedly people around the league like him. I guess he was from Green Bay originally or whatever, but they claim he knows what he's doing. So to me, you just have to give him a chance at this point. That's all you can do.
Yeah, but it bothers me is if us civilians sitting at home thinking the same thing, like there's nobody in that higher room just thinking the same way we are, because, I mean, it's right there in your face. It's right there in your face. Go for it. I mean, what do you lose by not going for it? Go for it. You're already in a messed up predicament, you know? Just take a shot. Go out there.
Bro,
Get out of that old way of thinking.
I would get – this is where people, like, argue with me. As far as the Fields conversation. Fields to New England. Fields to anywhere. Fields to Washington. Fields to Seattle. Fields to wherever. There's nothing wrong 100%. Mark and Brian did say it, but just because you guys said it, we wanted to hear it. So Perps is going out of his way to locate it, clip it, so I could play it. So thank you, Perps, for doing that. Fields is worth a conditional first round pick. And I know everybody doesn't want to admit that right now, and that's fine, but conditional means he has to earn the conditional uptick of the pick. So if he goes out and he craps the bed, then no conditional first rounder is given. But if this guy goes out and hits these Pro Bowl numbers, takes his team to a certain level of play, whether it's distance into the playoffs, whatever, however you want to measure the conditional part, then in hindsight, you're not going to give two craps giving up the first rounder if this guy went out and earned it. And if he craps the bed, you don't have to give it. That's how it works. So conditional might need to be involved. And the bottom line is, you say it's right in front of your face. That's what I've been saying for almost over a month now, maybe more than that, that I don't understand how Washington, New England are in this position of being able to take Marvin Harrison Jr. and still solve their quarterback problem with potentially a top 6-7 quarterback in the National Football League, and they just don't want to do it. At least that's what we're hearing. Maybe they're just sitting there quiet like ninjas right now, ready to pounce on this thing, and then we'll be like, yes, that's exactly what we wanted. So let's give them, I guess, some time, because they can't do anything right now.
Right.
So we're a little bit judgmental maybe, but from what we're hearing, not hearing, it feels like, and the odds are against them doing what seems so obvious to us.
It's like you can't depend on them to do what's right.
I mean, Lamar was obvious. I mean, as soon as Lamar was franchise tagged, I mean, Belichick yourself remembers. Right. I was like, New England needs to go get him. I said it to both you guys because you're both New England fans. I would have bet by any one of my toes, like I bet my big toe, my little toe, whatever it took, without a hesitation. I probably would have put it up against like an In-N-Out burger. That's how confident I would put my toe up against an In-N-Out burger that a team would take Lamar Jackson on the franchise tag. It was locked to me. It was not a matter of if, how quickly someone's going to scoop him up. I just was baffled. And I don't think any of us are wrong, obviously, because Lamar just went and had an MVP season. And I think if we turn back the time, turn back the clock, and people knew what they know now, 5, 6, 7 teams would jump on him, you know? But it was already obvious. It wasn't not obvious. He was the best option. Atlanta should have taken him. Atlanta, I remember Arthur Blank came out and said that something about Fields not being the right fit, or I forget, it was some stupid comment. And it was like, this is the same guy that wanted Deshaun Watson. You wanted Deshaun Watson, but you didn't want Lamar Jackson? What's wrong with you, Arthur Blank?
Like, teams got afraid once the Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson trades fell through. They were like, oh, we're not going to even go near that, a deal like that again, which is just dumb, because there's there's different situations, and there's no price you can put on having your franchise quarterback. Like, we know that's everything in the NFL if you want to win consistently.
Watson, you guys remember when Watson was traded to Atlanta, like, based on the news? It was, like, almost done. And
it's like, right through.
And then all of a sudden, the announcement came, he's going to the Browns. And everyone's like, what? And then they have the photo of Deshaun Watson. And in the background, in a pool table behind Deshaun Watson, in the corner pocket, there's a crumbled up Ravens jersey or Falcons jersey. It's crumbled up in the corner pocket. It's like he was putting it on. He was probably wearing it. He was going to Atlanta. And Cleveland just came in and said, we're going to offer the worst trade offer in the history of the NFL and the worst contract in the history of the NFL. We're going to get our boy. Come home. And so he must have ripped that. I mean, it was buried in the corner pocket of the pool table. You can see it. It was a Falcons jersey.
It happened so fast there.
I guess that's what turned Atlanta to like a battered bachelor. Like, they were like, I'm scared of rejection now. We're not going for Lamar anymore.
Yeah, and then they caught the Ritter. All right, boys, I'm out of here. That's a good hour show. I'll see you boys tomorrow. Bella, check yourself. Call into the main channel more often if you can.
No doubt, brother.
All right. Later, bro. Travis, anything else?
Later. I was just going to ask, you were talking a couple times past week about the Jets drafting a quarterback. Would maybe McCarthy be a candidate for that, or would you just be off of McCarthy altogether? You think they would want someone, you know, hot and better
for the Jets? Look, as much as I'm not
Rodgers.
As much as I'm not a huge McCarthy guy, I'll take anything I can get, and that's a pretty darn good quarterback to get handed to back up and mold and sculpt.
Yeah.
Some say he's really NFL ready, though, so I don't know how. You know, another quarterback, and he's going to your. I didn't even get a chance to talk about it today on the APM show. Is Brissett? Brissett would be a good quarterback in New York, but he's going to maybe look at. You're going to kick the tires in New England.
And I'd be fine with him as a backup with a rookie. You know.
Yeah, I like Brissett New York.
He's not a bad quarterback. Yeah. The last thing I was going to ask you, I keep meaning to ask you, I don't know if you can or not, but Brian Thomas Jr., I keep hearing like a better T. Higgins. Do you have any comp for him?
Yeah, I would say I think he's what everybody wanted Mike Williams to be. Which I don't like to use that example because people don't like Mike Williams. So it's like it's kind of bad.
He's good, though.
I would say like
he's healthy. He's good.
Remember, rest in peace, Demaryius Thomas. Who's another example? Yep. I would say he's got a little CeeDee Lamb. Not quite all the attributes that Lamb has or characteristics, but he plays a little like, I think, Lamb in some ways. Look, he's really quick. I think he had the second fastest 40 time. Thomas Jr.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's fast. I would say
they list him at 6'4", 6'5", and about 200 pounds.
Yeah. I would say, like, he's a rare breed and a combination of a bunch of different players. I don't know that I get a huge vibe on like one guy. I think he's just a combination of different players, but I would say, I mean, he's so quick. That's why I think it's hard. Is he 6'4", and he's the second fastest 40 time at the, like, there's not a lot of frames like that. So that's what makes him special. I mean, he could be better than Neighbors. People just, you know, they hear it. Neighbors is the guy, and then they start getting behind it, and then they start hearing, you know, you're kind of saying something bold and crazy if you say Neighbors over Marvin Harrison Jr. You know, it's kind of like crypto, where it's like everybody wants to get in on the new one, before it pops and be the guy that knew about it. I feel like that's the reason why people love Neighbors over Harrison Jr. But like Thomas Jr. had 17 touchdowns. Thomas Jr. is the guy that runs the faster 40. Thomas Jr. is a very, very solid prospect. He's a jump ball specialist. Not that Neighbors isn't as well. I like Neighbors a lot. This is not crapping on Neighbors. I just think people don't realize how good Thomas Jr. could be in the right spot. Now, if he goes to a horrible spot, Neighbors goes to a great spot, then Neighbors is going to be better. But it's certainly one of those things where landing spot's going to determine a lot of things. All right, Travis, appreciate you.
Yep, I'll talk to you later.
All right, see you tomorrow. Later. All right, guys, go check out the main show today on the main channel. Also, if everybody do me a favor, I launched the Fantasy Football Intern YouTube channel, and that channel is up. I'm going to drop the link right now. All of the Fantasy Football Intern shows will be on there, dropping one at a time in like kind of a replay fashion. So I'd be very, very grateful if you guys could go over, and I'm going to drop the link right now to episode or to the main channel. I'd be very grateful if you guys could not only subscribe to my The Fantasy Football Intern show. If people don't know what it is, it's a sitcom. It's kind of like The League. And if you guys would give this a view, number one, here's the channel right here. Fantasy Football Intern. The Fantasy Football Intern. There it is. If you guys would all give that a follow or a subscribe, and then give the episode one a watch. If you haven't seen it in a while, it'll be funny again. If you've never seen it, it's like The League. It's a sitcom. I created a sitcom. And the reason I created a new channel for it, let me take a screenshot of it, is because YouTube's weird in that it doesn't like content that isn't normal comparatively to your normal content. It looks at it like, oh, this is not something that we've been feeding your followers, so we're going to go ahead and hold this back and not shove it out there because this is different. And in some cases, people will watch it and go, oh, I like this. This is cool, but I'm looking for fantasy content now. Let me come back to it. And then that one turn away gives YouTube a sense of like, maybe this isn't the right content, and then they stop shoving it out there. But it also just registers as not the same content. So I need to create a different channel for it to get it to pop. The channel looks like this. Okay. It's if you haven't seen it, Perp said they're funny as hell. Smitty and Ziggy channel. Maybe we'll look into it. Here's the, that's something I was referencing earlier. Where is this graphic? Damn it. Let me see if I can take a screenshot of it and put it on screen. But it is, I believe it's a very, very funny show, sitcom. I believe that we can get this thing popping. And I believe it's one of those things that even with like one show, one episode every, you know, month or two, and have like 12 episodes a year, it could be something that is really, you know, blows up and becomes big, especially if people share it. But I just dropped it a little bit ago. See, had 3 views 1 hour ago, and there's only 33 subscribers on it. So please subscribe to it. I'll drop the link one more time. And the more people we get to spread it, watch it, the more I can put time into making these sitcoms, because it takes a long time to make a TV show or a sitcom show. It takes a lot of time. So go check it. Let me see if any of you are subscribed. I'm going to refresh it right now. I see you did. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. Go watch it if you haven't already. I promise you it's funny. If you like The League or anything fantasy football related, episode one is re-released on that channel. And I will be dropping episode two in like maybe a couple days. And I'll drop episode three. And then I'll drop episode four. And then at that point, we'll be waiting for a me piecing together episode five, which will be a brand new episode. I'll see you all later. Appreciate you. And please subscribe to that channel. Again, it's right here. Mark just subscribed. Please watch it as well, Mark. Give it a good look. Pass it around if you think it's funny. Share it with somebody. And I'll see you all tomorrow. Thanks, Matt. Thanks, Travis. Thanks, Mark. Yeah, Graham will be on the show soon.
The moon men dropping loads in outer space.
Space monsters.